24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Thank you. That is Fable of Phobos, opening up the show for us here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour today, this week. It is a pleasure to be back, and I am excited, as I hope you are, for another great show. An interview with Zach Macias, who has been an animator for over a decade now. The chance to win up to $1,000. A lucky contestant comes back to play our game show, Questions Per Chance. And does he ever play? So we wish him the best of luck. We'll see what happens. Of course, we have comedy, as we usually do. John Panette makes his first appearance on our show. He's done plenty of work in Just for Laughs, toured with Frank Sinatra, the interviews on The Tonight Show and on The View. Well-rounded. We're glad to have him. And we also have a special secret musical guest. I'll keep that a surprise for you. But alongside the Charles Mingus group, we have another special guest, so we're excited to have them here for us today. So all of that's coming up on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Here is the Charles Mingus group getting us started with Boogie Stop Shuffle on 101.5 The Hawk.
Bye.
This is a sneak peek at my upcoming interview series, in which I'll be talking and debating people of all different professions and ideas about the world of today. In my first episode, I talked to Zach Macias, a lifelong animator. He started when he was 11 and hasn't stopped since, starting his own company and recently starting another one with a partner. He's been active professionally and in the community for nearly 15 years. So, here's just a tidbit of that interview. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for being here. You are, of course, a very well-known animator now. You're really coming up in the ranks. Well, first, you've had Mind Game Studios for, what is that, 15 years now?
About, yeah.
Just recently, you opened up Animation Obscura with Nathan Wells, right?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
So, tell me a little bit about that. What was it like getting that operation up and running?
Animation Obscura, I guess, is sort of the combined forces of me and Nathan. Currently, Nathan and I, we are professional creative partners. Right now, we work together creating animated clips for companies on commission. In the process of doing that, we've had discussions about how do we wish to credit ourselves, market ourselves, and like continue to bring in. The effort is to bring in more clients to make business viable.
In running the company, what do you do?
You kind of grok an understanding of like, this is about how long this will take with, this team of however many people. And then you learn how to delegate work. Like, for example, Nathan can work on most of the sets. I can work on most of the animation. I have a few friends who do visual effects. Nathan and I were more than capable of doing a lot of visual effects, but sometimes we may not have the time to do it on our own. So know people who do visual effects and be able to reach out to them, guide them, direct them how it's supposed to look, what the editing and the shot's supposed to look like. And probably more importantly is figuring out how to delegate a budget.
If you were to hire someone for your company, what qualifications would you look for?
What I would be looking for is an animator, but someone who just kind of has a general knowledge of just filmmaking itself. I mean, at least I guess if I'm talking in the realm of stop motion, it's a different experience between, being a 3D or a 2D animator on a computer versus being a stop motion animator in person. Stop motion is it's an animated art form, but it's very much still a filmmaking one. There's cameras, there's lights, there's puppets, there's, you're on set, there's everything. To be honest, college is, I think it's great. I wouldn't call it essential. And I wouldn't say it's like a deal breaker. I mean, a college diploma is one thing, but like verifiable, demonstrable experience is another.
Is finishing a project what you love most?
Yeah, probably. Because, no matter what you do, a job is a job. And there are days where I say like, oh God, this sucks. I hate this. I wish I could just do anything else. But nothing quite really compares to just the feeling of like getting something done. And it's even better when you're really, really happy with how it turned out. And if it turns out the way I had like envisioned it in my head at the very beginning, like that's a job well done for me.
Is this something you can see yourself doing until retirement?
I don't think I want to be doing the grunt work for like the rest of my life. Like I love animating and I think I'll always want to do some of it in some capacity, but like all of it is that it's a tall order. And I think that's increasingly more and more like a young person's game. So, I mean, I guess maybe this is why, people work towards seniority or, upper management positions.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed that, be sure to stay tuned on social media, Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook and Johnny.Athens on Instagram. Not all of them get the chance to be played on the show, but some are released separately. Coming up is John Panette telling some great jokes, but first... Now, here is the Charles Mingus Group with Self-Portrait in Three Colors on 101.5 The Hawk. ¶¶ I take you to John Pinette. Like every good comedian, he did not start in comedy, but accounting. And then with some advice of some peer pressure friends, he went into comedy, and we've loved him for it. And he actually got an early break, being asked to tour with Frank Sinatra. So there you go, some high hopes. And he was very well known for working at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. So here he is, John Pinette.
It's a pleasure to be here, because I was just in Las Vegas, so I need the money. I lost a lot of money. I really did. I mean, I get them back at the buffet, don't get me wrong. $9.95, all you can eat. We'll see who wins this friggin' handout, won't we? I do believe I have blackjack. I was at the prime rib counter going, hit me again. The buffet manager was horrified. You should have seen him. He looked like a deer caught in the headlights. Get the prime rib back in the kitchen. Finally, they just gave me my money back. Here's your $1,000. Get out! Actually, they have a buffet in Las Vegas. It's called the Oz Buffet. It's the Wizard of Oz theme. And it's a buffet. You walk up and it's the Emerald City and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. I ran to it. You're out of the witcher, out of the doctor, out of the night. Step into the sun, step into the light. Prime ribs and pork chops and scampi, oh my. Prime ribs and pork chops and scampi, oh my. You know, I talk about buffets not because I'm a big guy. No, I'm actually writing a book, Around the World in 80 Buffets. And in my research, I found that there are some foods that shouldn't be all you can eat. Like Chinese food shouldn't be all you can eat, because you get hungry again. I don't know what it is. They put something in it. They must. Because I order takeout, they're always real happy. Oh, he's gonna be back. I give that big boy 1 hour. Because you do get hungry again. What is it, too? And you go from full to starving. There's nothing in between. You go from, oh, my God, I can't believe I ate all that chow mein. Hey, look, they brought egg rolls. So So I went to this Chinese all-you-can-eat buffet, and well, the owner, he got pissed. I mean, he was rude, though. He'd come out every hour. Look, he go again. He started screaming at me. You're gone now. You're here 4 hours. You not come here anymore. Why you have spare rib? You're so big. Eat vegetable. Eat broccoli. You'll scare my wife. Love Chinese food shouldn't be all you can eat. Now, Japanese food. For the book, I went to an all-you-can-eat sushi place. All the raw stuff I can eat, huh? It was $22.95. $22.95 for raw fish. $22.95, you throw this on the grill. $22.95, I can't eat a dollar's worth. I brought a seal. I put them right under the table. Another plate, please. Got yelled at again. This guy scared me, though. He reminded me of Lord Torunaga from Shogun.
Yo! Big boy! Big boy, come here! You eat like free!
That's you eat like Free Willy. You know what I also tried for the book? Tried Indian food. Have you been out for Indian food? Yeah, bring a sandwich. Because, you know, they're starving in India. Now I know why. You see, Indian food's too spicy. Spicy's a relative term, I know that. Spicy can mean a lot of things. Spicy could mean, ooh, geez, you know, that burnt my tongue a little bit. Or it could mean, ah! Would you like some water? Ah! No, thanks, I always scream at the table. Ah! It's too hot. I had that curry chicken. It went through my colon like a Japanese bullet train. Wasn't at the table 5 minutes. Where's the bathroom? Way over there, huh? Please, God, let me make it. Don't let me take a dump in the lobby. Oh, look at the line. They served all the curry at once. They shouldn't do that. They should stagger it. You could hear Indian music coming from the bathroom.
Oh, questions per chance. Welcome back. That is to say, every chance to win more money comes with a question. So without further ado, here is our contestant today, Ryan Rev. Hello, Ryan. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do?
Hi. I'm first of all, just want to say super excited to be on this right now. I work as an automotive technician. I fix people's cars and try to make them happy.
Oh, very interesting. You know, I have a car that may not pass safety check, but can you get it safety?
Well, that wouldn't be so safe, would it?
Of course not. Yes, thank you. Okay. Well, we're excited to have you here, and I wish you the best of luck. Do you know how to play the game?
Yeah, you just kind of get questions and you answer them, right? So
yes, well,
it should be straightforward.
It's that simple, yes. I'll challenge you with four questions, starting with $10 and giving you the chance to work up to $500.
Ooh,
and if you get that far, you can bet it all in Double or Nothing. But we won't go there yet. Understand?
Okay. Understood.
Very good. So here are your three categories. You can choose one to play. Number one, parts of the body.
Mm.
Number two, Canadian geography pre-1951, or the International Space Station. Which category would you like to choose?
They all sound interesting, but I think I would know the parts of the body the most, so I'm going to go with that one.
Parts of the car, parts of the body, Ryan knows it all.
Knows it all.
So for your first question, for $10... The first question, easy. Hair is predominantly known to grow on this part of the body.
Oh, the head.
Of course. Bravo, bravo. You have $10 to your name.
Okay.
Now, question two. For five times, $50 now. How many limbs does an elephant have?
Maybe this is a trick question, but I'm just going to say four.
Four is correct.
Okay.
Four legs, 4 feet. Wonderful.
All right.
You're on a roll. Now, the third question. To double for $100. Okay. If a man is born with all 10 fingers and all 10 toes, how many fingers are on his right hand? This is for $100.
Never good at math, but I'm going to say five. You know, if I look at my right hand, it's five, so it's going to be five.
Well, you must be the man in the question, because five is correct. Wonderful work.
Okay.
Congratulations. Okay. Now, one more, and if you get the next one right, you'll have the chance to play Double or Nothing for up to $1,000 today.
All right, I got this. All right.
The fourth question. If politicians are considered pig-headed, when one has junk in the trunk, what is considered the trunk?
Well, they must be referring to the gluteus maximus.
And he even knows Latin. Bravo, bravo. Mm. He went through those questions flawlessly.
All right.
Ryan, you must feel pretty excited right now. You have $500.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so ready for this. I'm so ready.
Do you want to play Double or Nothing?
Yes, I got this.
You're going to bet it all for the $1,000. Now, if you win, what will you do with your $1,000?
Honestly, maybe put it towards gas money for like the next year kind of thing, because I don't need it for, I don't like have a far drive, right? So I don't use a lot of money on gas, so I think that would be good, you know, for the year.
Well, $1,000 in this economy probably gets you on track. No, but you can drive plenty far with that. So, as you know, the category of our Double or Nothing is chosen randomly from our Wheel of Chance.
Okay.
We'll spin the wheel.
All right.
Then there's a spinning sound effect I add later. Today's category, Bactrian camel migration patterns. Are you ready, Mr. Rev?
Sure, I guess.
Wonderful. The question. Mm-hmm. After the failure of the United States Camel Corps, where did the leftover camels migrate to?
Hmm. I want to say...
Now take your time. There's $1,000 on the line here.
I'm going to say Utah.
I'm sorry. Close, what? But no Saskatchewan. Yes, that's right. They went to Yellowgrass, Saskatchewan for brunch. Better luck next time. You win absolutely nothing. You lose it all.
Great.
But you leave with the joy and knowledge knowing that you tried. Thank you, that's Mr. Rev.
Thank
we
you
wish you the
me.
Best. It's been a pleasure. Much. You played well. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that was our questions per chance for this week with another loser guest. Up next, we have a couple of winners singing together. Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong singing Learning the Blues from their second duet album, Ella and Louis Again. Now, Learning the Blues is a pretty popular big band swing arrangement, and of course was made very popular by the Frank Sinatra rendition with Nelson Riddle that was recorded in 1955 by Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle, which was the most frequently played song on U.S. radio for the time in July of 1955. And then these two offered their version 2 years later in 1957 as a sequel to their album the following year. And the duo's backing is offered by the Oscar Peterson Trio, which we've played on the show here before and features, of course, Oscar Peterson with Ray Brown and Herb Ellis. Here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour on 101.5 The Hawk.
Tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the 10th time you've heard it. Cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget him and the way that you love him. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. Nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget him.
dance floor's deserted, and you play the same love song. Oh yes, it's the tenth time you've heard it. Yes, man, it's the beginning. Just one of those clues. You had your first lesson. Oh yes, and learning the blues. Man, the cigarettes that you light. Oh yes, one after another. Telling me, brother, won't help you to forget her. Oh no. And the way that you love her, you only burn in a torch that you can't lose. Yeah, but you're on the right tracks, brother. For learning the blues. Now look here, when you at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. But when you're out in the crowd, the blues will haunt your memories. The nights when you don't sleep. Yes. The whole night you crying, but you can't forget her. Yes. Soon you even stop trying. Man, you walk the floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, yeah, brother, that's when you're learning the blues. Yes, when you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. Yes. And when you're out in the crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep.
The whole night you're crying.
Yeah, but you can't forget her.
Soon you even stop trying.
Yes, man, you'll walk the floor. That's when it's rough. And wear out that last pair of treaders.
When you feel your heart break.
That is all the time for our show today, and we thank everybody who joined in. Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, John Panette, our contestant Ryan Rev, and Zach Macias, of course, as well as the Charles Mingus Group, who will be playing us out with Pussycat Doos. I hope you enjoyed the show today, and I thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in next week, Wednesdays at 6, Johnny Athens Variety Hour, on 101.5 The Hawk. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
We'll be right back.